Nolte, Biden's already betrayed his own mask mandate and the troops. By John Nolte on January 22, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden has only been president a few days and already he's betrayed our troops and proven he does not believe his own mask mandate is necessary. Apparently it happened like this. Just like his fraudulency and his fraudulency's dimwitted press secretary. A member of the National Guard was not wearing a mask on federal property and some Democrat congressperson freaked out. This resulted in those National Guard troops charged with guarding the U.S. Capitol from a non-existent threat, being forced into the Capitol's underground parking garage. Here's a photo of this disgrace. How do you like that? Under his fraudulency's administration, terrorists at Guantanamo Bay have better accommodations than our own warriors. Goddamn Democrats. Which brings me to his fraudulency's mask mandate. All this National Guardsman is allegedly guilty of is exhibiting the example set by his own commander-in-chief, who's been all over federal property without a mask, in direct violation of his own executive order. Oh, and not only is his fraudulency running around on federal property without mask, so is his fraudulency's family. Were they force-marched into the parking garage last night? Our collapsing country spends, what? Around $2 trillion a month on boondoggles like studying the mating habits of wombats and Obamacare. But his fraudulency can't do for our own troops what President Trump did for New York. You know, spend a few days building a field hospital for our boys. Or something similar that could double as a barracks with beds and other basic comforts? Couldn't we at least spring for some cots? How about some air mattresses? Can we fit those in the budget? A yoga mat? Food? But you see, to people like his fraudulency, Knlal's Jake Tapper is another good example. Our troops are props. They're not even human beings to these narcissistic monsters. They're props used only to further their own sick ambitions. Per the far-left Associated Press, there was never any evidence of any kind of attack on the U.S. Capitol during his fraudulency's inauguration. But his fraudulency decided he needed tens of thousands of troops as props to 1. Make it look as though all Trump supporters are terrorists. And 2. Ensure he was not peacefully protested. So he turned Capitol Hill into a war zone and then forced our boys to lay down on cement. Which, by the way, looks like a violation of the Geneva Conventions. The premises shall be fully protected from dampness. Adequately heated and lighted, in particular between dusk and lights out. The sleeping quarters shall be sufficiently spacious and well ventilated. And the internees shall have suitable bedding and sufficient blankets. Account being taken of the climate, and the age, sex, and state of health of the internees. As far as his fraudulency's mask mandate, just like pretty much every other Democrat on God's green earth, including His Holiness Dr. Fraudulency, just yesterday his fraudulency is proving that he does not believe masks are necessary. Sure, he signed an executive order forcing everyone else to wear a mask, but his fraudulency is 987 years old, was just sworn in as president, and already he's been caught countless times, not only running around without a mask, but violating social distancing rules. People who believe masks are necessary to save lives wear masks. People who believe masks are unnecessary do not wear masks. It's that simple. And Joe Biden and Jen Psaki and Dr. Fraudulency do not wear masks. What more do you need to know about what they really believe? Let me be clear about something. Due to my wife's health, I wear a mask. I was wearing a mask when that serial liar Fraudulency was telling us not to wear masks. I don't know if masks are necessary, but because I don't know, when I'm indoors around other people, I always wear a mask. Even so, I'm not a mask Nazi. Why should I care if other people choose to not wear a mask or choose to not social distance? What other people do has no effect on me. You know the risks. Go do what you want. But check out his fraudulency with no mask on federal property. Joe Biden is forcing us to wear masks when his own behavior proves he does not believe masks are necessary and he treats terrorists and illegal aliens better than our own troops. Welcome to Barry Obama's third term. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.